It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado State University reported two outbreaks of COVID-19 on its campus in the last 2 weeks. The outbreaks come as educational programs across the state are deciding when and how to resume in-person learning and sports this fall. Lindsay Fent reports.
The State Health Department reported clusters of COVID-19 in a fraternity house and among student athletes at Colorado State University on Wednesday. 16 people connected to the outbreaks tested positive for the disease, and an additional 9 students are awaiting test results. The outbreaks at CSU are the latest in a string of COVID-19 cases related to schools, sports, and childcare this month. 3 high school athletic programs and 4 daycare centers have reported cases of COVID-19 in July alone. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Fremont County health officials are notifying recent visitors to a popular tourist attraction west of Canyon City that they may have been exposed to COVID-19. Anyone who visited either Royal Gorge Rafting or Whitewater Bar and Grill between July 13th and the 19th should monitor themselves for symptoms and get tested. The health department has yet to release the number of cases traced to the facility, but says no employees tested positive. CSU researchers will get $3.5 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to develop a new high-efficiency propane engine for potential use in heavy-duty vehicles. Lead researcher Dan Olson says propane is more environmentally friendly than diesel.
The hydrogen-to-carbon ratio of propane is larger than gasoline and diesel, so there's a reduction of CO2 emissions. And if you think of an application like a school bus, utilizing propane reduces particulate matter emissions and do not emit methane, which is another greenhouse gas.
Olson says the U.S. produces a lot of propane, so it could also be cheaper than diesel. This is CPR News.